Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «A», «F» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
I'm trying to get back on track again with healthy food. I've been really bad this couple of months, resulting in horrible weight gain. I still go to the gym 3-4 times a week, but I eat a lot of unhealthy snacks between meals. I somehow thought it's my reward for going to the gym, but it certainly made me gain more weight rather than lose it. I figure if I can replace my dinner with fruits, I'll achieve weight loss easily and in a healthy way. But the problem is, after the gym, when I feel really hungry, the first thing I look for is something savoury.
Speaker B.
My name is Jenna, and I'm 17 years old. I'd never had weight issues until last year. I had some problems that made me very depressed, so I ate all the time and watched TV because I didn't want to leave the house. I know that's not an excuse for eating so unhealthily, but I was in my own little world, you could say. I'm a very athletic person, and I still have all my muscle, but I've just gained weight. I've decided to start my diet on Wednesday and work out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with one of my friends.
Speaker C.
I am utterly frustrated at the moment. My weight is not moving in the right direction, which is not surprising since I just can't resist food, especially unhealthy food. Like yesterday, I went to the supermarket and bought strawberries and grapes and apples, only to go back 20 minutes later to get a marble cake. I only ate 2 slices of it, and it was all I had for dinner, but still it makes me angry. Sometimes I feel it has to be either all or nothing. I just know that eating nothing is not the right thing to do and that it won't help in the long run.
Speaker D.
I'm doing really well. I thought that when I came home from school, I would balloon up because my mom is an awesome cook, and when I'm home, I work 2 jobs and am always too tired to exercise. Plus, at school, the gym is free, and at home, it most certainly is not. However, I've managed to stay at the same weight, and I'm at my lowest weight on my mom's scale. I eat around 1,200 to 1,400 calories a day so that my parents don't suspect anything. But I know they're impressed with my weight loss. I am too.
Speaker E.
My name is Bobby. I'm a sophomore in college and live in the dorm. This is the first time I've experienced living on my own. So I can go to any grocery shop and get whatever I want or go out to eat whenever I want. I stopped being active after the swim season was over in my senior year of high school.
My weight has steadily increased since then because of my eating and exercise habits alone, I think. So I've asked my doctor recently to work out a special combination of diet and sport activities. I hope it'll help.
Speaker F.
I wish I could just kick the pounds away, but alas, no way. I cannot starve myself, and also, I don't want to. Still, I want to lose weight as fast as possible, of course. I thought I'd try to eat healthy food and exercise a lot, but it's just so hard to come home and not plunder the fridge. It's so difficult to change one's lifestyle. I need some support and encouragement from somebody who understands how difficult it is to solve my problem.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I'm trying to get back on track again with healthy food. I've been really bad this couple of months, resulting in horrible weight gain. I still go to the gym 3-4 times a week, but I eat a lot of unhealthy snacks between meals. I somehow thought it's my reward for going to the gym, but it certainly made me gain more weight rather than lose it. I figure if I can replace my dinner with fruits, I'll achieve weight loss easily and in a healthy way. But the problem is, after the gym, when I feel really hungry, the first thing I look for is something savoury.
Speaker B.
My name is Jenna, and I'm 17 years old. I'd never had weight issues until last year. I had some problems that made me very depressed, so I ate all the time and watched TV because I didn't want to leave the house. I know that's not an excuse for eating so unhealthily, but I was in my own little world, you could say. I'm a very athletic person, and I still have all my muscle, but I've just gained weight. I've decided to start my diet on Wednesday and work out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with one of my friends.
Speaker C.
I am utterly frustrated at the moment. My weight is not moving in the right direction, which is not surprising since I just can't resist food, especially unhealthy food. Like yesterday, I went to the supermarket and bought strawberries and grapes and apples, only to go back 20 minutes later to get a marble cake. I only ate 2 slices of it, and it was all I had for dinner, but still it makes me angry. Sometimes I feel it has to be either all or nothing. I just know that eating nothing is not the right thing to do and that it won't help in the long run.
Speaker D.
I'm doing really well. I thought that when I came home from school, I would balloon up because my mom is an awesome cook, and when I'm home, I work 2 jobs and am always too tired to exercise. Plus, at school, the gym is free, and at home, it most certainly is not. However, I've managed to stay at the same weight, and am at my lowest weight on my mom's scale. I eat around 1,200 to 1,400 calories a day so that my parents don't suspect anything. But I know they're impressed with my weight loss. I am too.
Speaker E.
My name is Bobby. I'm a sophomore in college and live in the dorm. This is the first time I've experienced living on my own. So I can go to any grocery shop and get whatever I want or go out to eat whenever I want. I stopped being active after the swim season was over in my senior year of high school. My weight has steadily increased since then because of my eating and exercise habits alone, I think. So I've asked my doctor recently to work out a special combination of diet and sport activities. I hope it'll help.
Speaker F.
I wish I could just kick the pounds away, but alas, no way. I cannot starve myself, and also, I don't want to. Still, I want to lose weight as fast as possible, of course. I thought I'd try to eat healthy food and exercise a lot, but it's just so hard to come home and not plunder the fridge. It's so difficult to change one's lifestyle. I need some support and encouragement from somebody who understands how difficult it is to solve my problem.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Sally, have you read Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Yes, my mother read and loved it when she was younger, and I have her copy. I loved it when I was younger, and even more now that I understand the metaphors and the irony.
Personally, I have a great love for the caterpillar. And who is your favorite character from the book?
I think it's the Mad Hatter. His madness and playfulness helps me understand who I am, or at least try to be as a person. What is your favorite passage from the book?
I love when the Queen says, "Sometimes I've believed in as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast."
My favorite passage is Alice's conversation with herself as she falls down the rabbit hole. It was in that moment that I really fell in love with the quaint little girl named Alice.
Do you think that the book has any undertones, or do you merely love it as it is, a book written in an eccentric and witty style, full of twisted adventures?
I would say there are many witty, eccentric, slightly twisted books out there. Of course, I think there are undertones. There are so many undertones, in fact, that I'm afraid the Alice book may become too outdated and cryptic for today's children.
Oh, no. I think of it as a contemporary book that can be enjoyed for years to come. I hope my children will read the same cherished copy I read and my mother read before me.
By the way, what is your favorite film adaptation of the Alice book?
I'm not as familiar with the film adaptations as I am with the novel and musical interpretations. I quite like a music video that a friend of mine has done to the song White Rabbit, but I suppose my favorite Alice film is the Disney version.
Yes, I highly respect Walt Disney and his work, and I think the movie is well done. Though I much prefer the book itself, Disney was not afraid to add a little bit of himself to the film, which I respect him for.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Sally, have you read Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Yes, my mother read and loved it when she was younger, and I have her copy. I loved it when I was younger, and even more now that I understand the metaphors and the irony.
Personally, I have a great love for the caterpillar. And who is your favorite character from the book?
I think it's the Mad Hatter. His madness and playfulness helps me understand who I am, or at least try to be as a person. What is your favorite passage from the book?
I love when the Queen says, "Sometimes I've believed in as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast."
My favorite passage is Alice's conversation with herself as she falls down the rabbit hole. It was in that moment that I really fell in love with the quaint little girl named Alice.
Do you think that the book has any undertones, or do you merely love it as it is, a book written in an eccentric and witty style, full of twisted adventures?
I would say there are many witty, eccentric, slightly twisted books out there. Of course, I think there are undertones. There are so many undertones, in fact, that I'm afraid the Alice book may become too outdated and cryptic for today's children.
Oh, no. I think of it as a contemporary book that can be enjoyed for years to come. I hope my children will read the same cherished copy I read and my mother read before me.
By the way, what is your favorite film adaptation of the Alice book?
I'm not as familiar with the film adaptations as I am with the novel and musical interpretations. I quite like a music video that a friend of mine has done to the song White Rabbit, but I suppose my favorite Alice film is the Disney version.
Yes, I highly respect Walt Disney and his work. And I think the movie is well done. Though I much prefer the book itself, Disney was not afraid to add a little bit of himself to the film, which I respect him for.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Again, I'm not sure how this works in any other part of the world. At my university, we have a student-elected body of representatives called the Union. It's a quasi-political body, elected from the student body and meant to represent the student body as a whole. However, I have doubts about their ability to represent me and any other mature student at that university. Let me begin by saying that this year's president likes to be called gravy. The behaviour of the union on the whole reflects this level of maturity. This year I ran for the office. I promised someone that I would run. A random meeting with next year's president and a rant about how ineffectual I thought the union was brought this about, and I must say my mates gave me a lot of support. However, I didn't make the effort to canvass. I didn't want the position. Yes, catch 22. If more mature and experienced people don't join, what hope is there of this body being more representative? I should feel worse than I do about my lax efforts, but there is no way in the world I could sit in an office with these people without ranting and raving at them. How can a body of 19 and 20-year-olds represent a student body that ranges from 18 to 80? In the UK, more and more mature students are returning to study every year. If the body that is meant to represent them discusses issues like the ethics of every single product in the union shop, or whether or not allowing Al-Qaeda to operate from the university is discrimination or not, they're simply not represented. How can I present problems specific to a mature student to someone with little or no life experience themselves? This became evident in a short time, and I did not actually take any notice of the elections because these were not elections based on any kind of merit, but on how popular someone is, or how much attention they can draw to themselves during the elections by dressing up. When I see taxpayers' money wasted on these things, and yes, it is that money that is used, it makes me see red. The union has a very important job to do, and unfortunately, it does not do it very well at all. The union would perform better as a non-elected body where people with experiences of issues and methods do the work, rather than young and inexperienced people who want nothing more than a jolly good time with their mates and something to put in their CV. I have overheard some people talking about this on occasions. They think that there is something wrong with the situation. In my opinion, there's definitely something wrong with it. I never thought that this was what university would be about. I'm there for a reason, to learn. I sold my house to finance this degree. It's a pretty major commitment for me, so of course I'm going to take it seriously. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Again, I'm not sure how this works in any other part of the world. At my university, we have a student-elected body of representatives called the Union. It's a quasi-political body, elected from the student body and meant to represent the student body as a whole. However, I have doubts about their ability to represent me and any other mature student at that university. Let me begin by saying that this year's president likes to be called gravy. The behaviour of the union on the whole reflects this level of maturity. This year I ran for the office. I promised someone that I would run. A random meeting with next year's president and a rant about how ineffectual I thought the union was brought this about, and I must say my mates gave me a lot of support. However, I didn't make the effort to canvass. I didn't want the position. Yes, catch 22. If more mature and experienced people don't join, what hope is there of this body being more representative? I should feel worse than I do about my lax efforts, but there is no way in the world I could sit in an office with these people without ranting and raving at them. How can a body of 19 and 20-year-olds represent a student body that ranges from 18 to 80? In the UK, more and more mature students are returning to study every year. If the body that is meant to represent them discusses issues like the ethics of every single product in the union shop, or whether or not allowing Al-Qaeda to operate from the university is discrimination or not, they're simply not represented. How can I present problems specific to a mature student to someone with little or no life experience themselves? This became evident in a short time, and I did not actually take any notice of the elections because these were not elections based on any kind of merit, but on how popular someone is, or how much attention they can draw to themselves during the elections by dressing up. When I see taxpayers' money wasted on these things, and yes, it is that money that is used, it makes me see red. The union has a very important job to do, and unfortunately, it does not do it very well at all. The union would perform better as a non-elected body where people with experiences of issues and methods do the work, rather than young and inexperienced people who want nothing more than a jolly good time with their mates and something to put in their CV. I have overheard some people talking about this on occasions. They think that there is something wrong with this situation. In my opinion, there's definitely something wrong with it. I never thought that this was what university would be about. I'm there for a reason, to learn. I sold my house to finance this degree. It's a pretty major commitment for me, so of course I'm going to take it seriously. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.